post-match interview.
We're in the fifth quarter on a Sunday evening. It's the Cats by 38 points, and it was a big afternoon for this man. A career-high 4 goals in game number 50 after signing a 2-year contract extension. We're so lucky to be joined on the phone down in the Geelong rooms by Sava Radigalia, Sav Kingy, Benny Cass and Neildy joining you from the K-Rock box. Congratulations, young man, on a wonderful performance this afternoon by you individually. You must be rapt to be able to, after signing a new deal, go out and produce a performance like that.
Thank you, fellas. Thanks for having me as well. It's been a big week for me. It was great signing on, and then to play my 50th today was great, mate. So today was pretty much about just settling down a bit, because it was probably a bit of a crazy week for me. So mate, pretty much just went out there and just competed as best I could, and was lucky enough to get the 4 goals as well. So mate, I'm very, very, very happy with our team performance.
I suppose you probably, you know, look outside the team and see who's not there and go, gee, I've probably got to keep performing to hold my spot. And obviously it's Jeremy Cameron I'm talking about, and what the forward line would like look like. Does that play into your how you prepare for games and your thinking about your spot in the side, or is it something that you can't control, so you just worry about yourself?
Yeah, mate, it's something that I can't control, really. I think I'm someone that just really has to keep a clear mind. And if I do overthink things, it tends to play out on the footy field for me as well. So, mate, as long as I keep going out there and competing and doing my part for the team, I know I'm happy and my coach is happy. So I can't wait to have Jez Cameron back in. Whether that's me in the team or out of the team, it doesn't matter. We just want to win a premiership, really. So, he's been great for my footy as well. So I can't wait to have him back in.
Asava, it's Benny Cass. Great to have you on K-Rock Footy. Do you think your best career move was moving out of the house with Brandon Parfitt and Quinton Narkle?
I reckon that's a highlight for me, mate.
You've come a long way since then, obviously.
Yeah. Definitely. They were good to live with, but probably by the end of it, I probably needed my own space as well. So it was good to move out of there, but we still spend a lot of time together as well, so it's not much has really changed. But it's great. It's great playing with those blokes.
Well, at 198 centimetres and 104 kilos, you certainly need a lot of space. Did you when you signed the 2-year deal? Did the boys sort of get stuck in you? Did you go and buy anything? Did you sort of what have you done with? Did you just sort of celebrate? Did you get tips in the hair? What'd you do?
Well, no, mate. Well, we can't really celebrate as well, which is a bit disappointing. And it was my birthday yesterday as well, so it's been a bit of a letdown with this whole lockdown situation. So it was tough to celebrate, but no, the boys got into me as they always do.
No doubt, yeah, footy,
man,
clubs.
I'm pretty happy.
Footy clubs are a great place for that. Can I ask you, what in terms of your footy, you're still very young. I mean, today was your 50th game. What are you in the next sort of 2 years and 2-3 years? What are the things you think you need to work on to become a more complete player? What are the little areas of the game that you're trying to build on?
Yeah, I've broken a lot of it has to do with my tank as well. I need to be able to run out games really well. I sort of do want to play as that sort of higher half forward, do that high half forward role, and sort of try and compete down the line. So that comes into it. And as well with my finishing off work, I feel like I'm getting to a lot of contests as well, but just not marking the ball as much as I can be. So it's a lot of that, and then again improving my goal kicking as well. I probably had a few set shots during the year that I have missed, some easy ones. So again, I just keep doing the work during the week, and hopefully they come.
Asava, well done today. Look. Team performance was terrific, particularly after quarter time, and yourself to kick 4 goals and keep flying for the ball was sensational. Just in that first quarter, we just felt that some of the strategies Richmond were using, like getting mass numbers around the ball, and it became very much an arm wrestle, was going stoppage to stoppage. Did you find that frustrating as a key forward playing in front of all of that? And if you did, what are some things you were trying to do to get on top of that?
Yeah, I don't think it's so much frustration, mate. We just have to keep playing out the game, really. Like we wanted to come into this game and keep the ball in a contest. So if the ball wasn't coming our way, we just had to keep setting up well and be ready for anything. And then if it was to come our way, we were always in good position. So it wasn't so much frustrating, mate. We just we knew we just had to keep the ball in the contest and keep hammering away, and we would have got the job done. So, yeah.
Well, thanks for that answer. We were thinking up here, you mentioned the word contest. We felt that your team were really good when the ball was on the ground in the contest, but also in the air. We made mention a number of times. There were a couple of times where you had to fly outnumbered, but you got the ball to the ground and you had those small guys around you that, in a way, they were kicking some good goals, but they were rewarding your effort. Is that part of the role that the coaches expect you to do? It's not necessarily about marks, but it's about how many times you go to the contest?
Yeah, definitely, mate. I reckon our small forwards have been sensational this year. So, if I can bring them into the game that way, I'll do it. And they've been great. And the way they transition and the work they do for us is unbelievable. So, mate, as long as us Tigers and Hawkins and Gary and myself keep competing, we don't have to mark it all the time because we've got great players at our feet. So, we'll just keep bringing them into the game.
Asava, well done. Congratulations. Happy birthday. So many things we could say to you after a big week for you as a footballer. We look forward to seeing your development over the next 2 years and beyond that in the hoops. Well done today, and we really appreciate you joining us on KROQ Footy.
Thank you, guys. Much appreciated. Cheers. Post-match interview.